Hi, here comes another Outside the Box, where you cast your vote just by listening. Today's topic is a better election system. In a previous Outside the Box, I described a few ideas of how we might choose elected representatives or make public policies through a ballot process, but that was only the tip of the iceberg. I don't believe in electing policymakers at the ballot box. But for those who do, there's a whole laundry list of ideas for making voting more accessible and having elections that matter without the circus of campaigning, debates, and attack ads that we'll be facing in the next month. So let's hang some of those laundry ideas on the line, starting with voting itself. Of course, it's not fair for some people to wait for 3 minutes to vote, and others, usually in urban areas, to wait 3 or more hours. Having machines that work properly and ballots that are easy to understand helps, as does a system that can't be hacked and manipulated to report incorrect results. Elections should be administered not by political party officials or secretaries of state who may be chairs of political campaigns in their state, but instead by nonpartisan election employees. In Maine, Secretary of State Charlie Summers will be overseeing the election in which he is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. It's an obvious and unethical conflict of interest. Author Stephen Hill has a number of ideas to reform the election system. The establishment of national standards for fair elections would prevent some states or parts of states from making it easier or harder to vote absentee compared to others. The same national standards are needed for voting equipment, so the equipment cannot be manipulated by partisan voting machine company officials to produce inaccurate results. If anything should not be purchased from the private sector, it's voting equipment. And every election should also have a paper backup. To make voter registration easier, anyone in a state database who's age 18 or older could be automatically registered to vote. The U.S. is one of the few countries where universal voter registration is not practiced. That would add 60 million people to the voter rolls nationwide. Currently, voting is supposedly a right for every citizen over age 18, but not for most current and many former convicted felons. There's also new voter ID laws, which will undoubtedly prevent many thousands from voting as well. Despite concerns about fraud, voting by mail would make it easier for many to vote, and making the first Tuesday in November a holiday from work and moving voting to a weekend would increase the number voting as well. A winner-take-all system is not the only way to decide elections. Many countries have what's called proportional voting, meaning that if a party gets 5% of the total votes, it gets 5% of all representatives to a legislative body. Instant runoff voting allows multiple candidates to run and voters to rank candidates according to preference. That system can prevent the election of a candidate with the highest vote total, but who is disliked by the majority. Approval voting allows voters to check the boxes of as many candidates as they find acceptable, with the winner being the candidate acceptable to the largest number. In cumulative voting, where 3 people are being elected, a voter can vote 1, 2, or 3 times for the same candidate or different candidates. Range voting allows voters to rate each candidate from 0 to 9 or some numerical range, with the winner having the highest total score. And there are my favorite methods: random selection of candidates and the choice of none of the above. Finally, weighted voting has usually meant more voting power for people with wealth or power, but it can be used in reverse: more votes for those with less money or power. For example, Those making less than $100,000 get 2 votes. Those over $100,000 get 1. And as I mentioned in a recent Outside the Box, we can limit spending on elections. Instead of having the current spending spree by millionaires and billionaires trying to buy an office for their favorite candidate. All these possibilities demonstrate that we don't have to be stuck with our current system. There are lots of options, including direct democracy decision-making, which I'll talk about another time. Are you ready for a different election system in our country? What would you like to see instead? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to vote for a whole new system.